Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
And it is time now for the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo program on AM 1300 KGLO. And today we're featuring Brody Long with us. And Brody is with us from YSS Francis Lauer. And Brody, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. And you're the, what, marketing and community outreach individual with YSS Francis Lauer, and maybe you can explain just a little bit about YSS and Francis Lauer and what it's all about in our community.
Yeah, so Francis Lauer was founded back in 1968, and we merged with YSS out of Ames in 2016, and ever since then, our programs have just rapidly expanded. You know, we were started back in the day as a county youth home, an emergency shelter. And we've just expanded to include a wide variety of community services. We have an adolescent inpatient addiction treatment program. We have outpatient services for mental and behavioral health. We have Iowa aftercare services for transition-age youth that are coming out of foster care. We have rapid rehousing for youth experiencing homelessness in Cerro Gordo County. We have a crisis stabilization program to help families out. We've kind of just got a little program for everybody, and if there's a program that someone's looking for that we don't have, we surely have a connection to point them in the direction they need to go.
Wow. With all of those things happening, you probably catch yourself coming and going a little bit, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. I am definitely on the go a lot. These days it's a little less because of COVID-19, but we're still open and happy to serve. Things just look a little different around here, you know. All of our outpatient stuff is operating via telehealth, so we don't have anyone coming in our facility, you know, just wanting to make sure that we're protecting those who do have to be on campus, whether it's staff or clients who are living here. We just want to be sure we provide the best security and support to them that we can.
Yeah, that was going to be my question about the COVID-19 and how that would affect, because, well, how many do you have right now on location in Mason City?
So on location, it varies right now. We're hovering right around 15, but our two inpatient programs are licensed to hold up to 16.
Okay. And staff-wise, where are you at there?
So staff-wise, we have just over 50 staff who work here at Francis Lauer. Most of them are working remotely or are working semi-remotely and coming in just as needed. You know, things are very uncertain right now, but we're very fortunate we've been able to retain our entire workload, our entire caseload of clients. All of our staff have been able to be retained during this time, and things are somewhat operating as usual. It's just our office setting looks a little different.
Yeah, we've all gone through kind of that new normal, haven't we?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my. So, when going through all of the different things and all the different helping, if you will, different agencies within one, is there one that that you see more use in over another, or are they all balancing out about the same? How's that look?
Right now, our outpatient behavioral health clinic is what's rapidly expanding. YSS has opened up our telehealth to be able to serve clients statewide. So we assist our other sister YSS locations throughout the state with the telehealth counseling for mental health, behavioral health. There's outpatient substance use as well. So during these times, it's been great to see how many people have been willing to reach out for the help that they need. And we're just very thankful to be able to have the opportunity to serve them.
Yeah, you're helping kids. And I think for people to have a better understanding and handle on this too, talk about the ages, or are there ages?
So we pride ourselves in serving youth and families. You know, a lot of people do kind of have the impression that we serve just the youth, but we make sure that we include the whole family, especially in therapy, because if you treat just a youth and then release them back into an environment that maybe wasn't, you know, as stable or as good as it could have been, the success is kind of going to diminish a little bit. But when we get the family involved with the recovery of the youth and then take or then release them back into that environment, the success rate is so much higher. So we kind of, you know, we pride ourselves in treating a wide variety. At this point, the youngest for most programs is 12. For therapy, it does go a little lower. Sometimes it's on a case-by-case basis. It just kind of depends on what the family is needing. And we definitely make exceptions if we are able to.
And I would guess that that's probably welcomed with open arms for the families, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, instead of being on the outside looking in, to know that they're on the inside as a part of the plan.
Mm-hmm. And it's great to see how many families truly want to get involved and truly want to see their kids succeed. And we're very thankful with the technology of today. You know, we have youth in our addiction treatment program where normally their families would be coming in and meeting with them and their counselors regularly. But due to COVID and where some of our clients pull from, because we pull statewide, sometimes it's not exactly feasible or the safest route given the spread of COVID and everything. But we're able to do Skype and Zoom meetings to still keep them involved. So we're just very committed and determined to make sure that the families can be involved with the recovery of their youth as much as possible.
Maybe you can explain to the listeners, too, is this mostly done on a referral basis, or how does that happen?
Mostly, yes, on a referral basis. We work very closely with other counseling agencies who just provide different levels of care. We also partner with Mercy a lot with their behavioral health unit. We partner with the Mason City Community School District and their counselors. We actually have an alternative school on our campus that is in partnership with the Mason City Community School District. So we just have kind of different little referral sources here and there throughout North Iowa just to make sure we have the word out there because, you know, people out in the communities, out in these businesses are the people who are going to help us the most.
And this, of course, is the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program that we have on KGLO and featuring different agencies and so forth. And what does that foundation mean for you with YSS and Francis Lauer?
Just any type of support, you know, every foundation that provides us any type of support, you know, we're a nonprofit, you know, we're not here just to better ourselves. We're here to better our community and our county and all the youth and families that we serve. We're just here and to make a difference each and every day. That's why each of us come to work every day. And for, you know, different agencies to give us the opportunity just to speak like this and get the word out about our services, you know, we never know who could be listening right now who may be in need and just don't know where to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that for sure too, Brody. Absolutely. We're talking with Brody Long, by the way. Brody, is there anything else that you'd want to, if you want people to have one understanding that we didn't get covered about the YSS Francis Lauer that we haven't touched on, what would it be or anything?
Yeah, if you're in crisis, we do have a crisis line available 24/7, even though our office is closed. So if you just call our main line, which is 641-423-7362, we have trained staff over at Emergency Services who will be there 24 hours a day to help you and guide you through whatever you are needing assistance in, whether it's a program we can refer you to with us or if there's another community program that we think would be a better fit for you, we're here to serve.
Brody, I appreciate all the work you guys do in helping the kids. Thank you very much for that and continued success as you move forward, too.
Thank you. Thank you for having us this morning.
You bet. Our guest today has been Brody Long with YSS Francis Lauer as a part of our Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program on your hometown news station, AM 1300, KGLO, and online at KGLOAM.com.